and our good friend Jerry Hollendorfer, who is a Hall of Famer and the man who has guided Songbird to a perfect 9-for-9 record, is with us now on the Equine Forum. Jerry, really appreciate the time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to have you with us. We hear that race call of the Coaching Club American Oaks coming out of the commercial break. When you hear that call and you think back on that performance, take me through. What goes through your mind?
Well, you know, it was developing into a real interesting race, and I thought that Billy Mott and Julian had a good strategy to try to challenge us and try to get to us rather early in the race coming in the lane. So, we were lucky and had a little better horse and pulled away at the end, but it was a very good race.
What were you thinking as you saw Karina Mir come to her? Larry Colmus said she's tested for the first time. What were you thinking as you were watching that moment?
Well, Mike and I talked about that before the race, and, you know, we thought that they might try to do that, and Mike was ready for it, and Mike just said when he asked her, she gave him more. And so that's how the race ended up. You know, she just gave Mike a little more than what Karina Mia had.
Do you always have that kind of confidence going into a race with her because she's so talented?
Well, you know, confidence. We have an undefeated filly, so, you know, we're confident that she has a lot of ability, and we're confident that we've done everything that we can do to get her ready to run her race today. But, you know, you still have to run it and see what happens. So we're confident walking over and respectful of all the other horses that are in the race.
You know, when you ran her in the Summertime Oaks at Santa Anita, you took her back a little bit. I mean, didn't really take her back, but she laid off the pace. And it was such a brilliant race. But then you went right back to the lead the next time. Was that circumstances, or do you think she just runs better freely like that?
No, that's circumstances. And, you know, the reason why we have Mike on a horse like this is because he's ridden in all the big races. And if he has to make an adjustment, then he can do that. You know, we know that we have speed and we could push her to lead anytime we wanted to. But, you know, we'll jump out of there today and see where we're at and go from there. You know, she's proven that she can rate. So if we had to rate, we would. I mean, I don't know exactly how the race is going to develop, but I've talked with Mike about it already early this morning, and he was by the barn. And so we went over the race, and we have, talked about the things that could happen in the race. So we think that we're prepared.
What are some of those things, Jerry, that you kind of mentioned and you say, hey, here's some things that might happen? Put us into your mind a little bit. What are some of those things?
Well, somebody could decide to go no matter what, you know, put their horse on the lead no matter what, even though it doesn't look like that on paper. Somebody could do that. So we're prepared for that if somebody does do that.
Jerry, Mike Dianzeris here from Embrace the Race. Thanks so much for joining us. I've got to ask, what have your conversations been like with Mike with regard to what he tells you he's got under him? What sort of description does he talk about in terms of what it's like to ride Songbird, not only in terms of her versatility, but just her pure class? It must be pretty neat to hear what he's describing when he comes back after these races, huh?
Well, Mike really loves this filly, and he thinks that she has a great amount of ability, as I do too, training her, you know. And, you know, both of us have been around for a long time, so we know better than to get too high or too low on something that happens in a horse race. So Mike shows the confidence in this filly, and I'm appreciative of it. And so, you know, he just says what is on his mind. I don't think he gets too carried away with what he says, and I certainly don't, because, you know, anything can happen in these races.
talking with Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jerry, I'm glad that Mike brought up Mike Smith and some of those conversations that he has with you after the races, because when Mike joined us on this program, oh, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks ago, talking about Songbird, I asked him, what's it like to ride Songbird? So let me ask you, what's it like to train Songbird?
Well, you know, she's real nice to work with, and, you know, quite easy going around the barn. And then when she gets on the racetrack, she concentrates on her business and does everything right. You know, she's really done everything that we've asked her to do and a lot more. So, you know, it's a pleasure to train a horse like that.
Her works have been spectacular since her last start. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, she actually came up here and settled in relatively quickly. And she's, you know, when we talked about running in both races here, when I talked with Mr. Porter, he wanted to leave her here. You know, I could have taken her back to California, but the trip out is a little bit longer than you want under the best circumstances. And so we decided to leave her here for a month. So I had her regular gallop boy with her Edgar. And so we were quite confident that everything would go fine and have a nice crew here. So anyway, she settled in nicely here and has been training over the track. And we kind of got lucky and unlucky on the works, because I wanted to be here for the works, but we had to adjust because of the rain and go a day earlier, especially this last, not the last work, but the one before that. We had to go on 5 days instead of six. And then, you know, we weren't quite sure of the weather for when I wanted to blow her out a half a mile, so I wasn't able to be here for that either. But all of that seemed to go well, and it looks good on film anyway, so... We think she's all set to, and she hasn't been. She didn't train on Oklahoma. She trained on the main track the whole time.
You know, Jerry, every time Songbird puts in one of these performances and wins by open lengths, the way she's done 9 consecutive times now, it seems like the talk begins. Hey, is she the best 3-year-old in the country? Forget about the best 3-year-old female. Should she run against the boys? And Rick Porter, the owner, has always been adamant in saying, no, we're sticking with the girls. Is there a part of you that says, hey, I wouldn't mind taking a shot against the boys?
Well, I mean, I don't see any reason to do that. You know, I think if you can win a race like the Coaching Club American Oaks or the Alabama and be a contender in the Alabama, I think, you know, you have a filly that should be plenty good enough. Now, you know, as her career progresses, you know, I would be content to keep her against fillies later on. If Mr. Porter wants to make a bigger challenge, then we might go ahead and do that. But it's not in the plans for right now. You know, we're concentrating on this year and staying with fillies. And we're not, right now, I'm not looking past the Alabama. You know, I want to run good in that today, and then we can make some other decisions after that.
Well, you know, Jerry, I have to tell you, for those of us sitting in the stands watching her perform, it's a delight. But I know, speaking personally, I get, you know, some butterflies in the stomach when she comes into the stretch. Is she going to continue to stay undefeated? Is she going to continue to, you know, put in these spectacular performances? How about as the trainer? Does the pressure kind of mount as she continues to rack up win after win after win?
No, you know, I don't think there's, I don't think on my part there's pressure, you know, and certainly these races that she's running in, it's not just another race, you know, she's in good races. So you always have a little anticipation about, you know, how things might go or whatever, but I mean, you know, I don't feel any undue amount of pressure, just ordinary racing little tension before the race, maybe.
All right, so I do have to ask you one other question before we let you go, and I told you I would not make the entire interview about Budokan, who, of course, people that listen to this show, they know that this is our HRN Bloom Racing horse, who you have in your care right now. He made his debut last week at Del Mar, finished fifth in the 5.5 furlong maiden special weight event. We'll see him in action in a couple of weeks at Del Mar again, going 6.5 furlongs. Look back on that performance last week and share your thoughts on Budokan, next year's Kentucky Derby winner.
Well, Budokan is really a great, big, good-looking horse, and he has a nice, long stride on him. So, I mean, you know, we were hoping that he could win going 5.5, but you know, he just started. He was when they hit the wire, he started to get in gear, so I think the determination was that Budokan needed a little more distance. So I think that he'll run 6.5 a lot better than 5.5. And I think once we get stretched out on some more ground, I think he's might be a formidable horse if he keeps advancing like we like him right now.
Yeah, I know he has a lot of promise, and in all seriousness, you know, the two sprint races, then stretching him out is something that you love to do. Why is that so important, to get two sprints into a young horse before you stretch them out?
Well, you know, that's just my opinion, that I like to get a couple of races in them before I stretch them out. You know, other trainers make the determination that they want to start out running longer. I'd just like to see them run short, just to see if they can show some speed and be tactical, and then go on and try to stretch them out. I think it helps put a better foundation in a horse if you can get a couple sprints in them. But, you know, there's probably a lot of people that would disagree with that, and a lot of people have success doing a different way. So my way is not the right way, but it's just my way, that's all.
Well, it's been a way that's gotten you into the Hall of Fame, so you're doing something right, Jerry, and really appreciate all the time. As always, you're very gracious with your time, and all the best with Songbird later this afternoon here at the Spa.
Okay, thanks. We'll do our best.